Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm your host, Tim Streifler, and my co-host, David Blackman, is actually taking some much-needed time off, some R&R, rest and relaxation. So he'll be back with us soon. So it's going to be just me for the next few episodes, then we'll have David back with us very, very soon. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about the one type of WordPress plugin that you should never use. Now, to be clear, we are very pro plugin. It's really what has made WordPress what it is having thousands of plugins that add additional functionality to your WordPress website. There's some people out there that are like anti-plugin. They're kind of like scared of having too many plugins and they want to eliminate plugins at all cost. We don't feel that way. Obviously, you want well-coded plugins that aren't going to slow down your site or going to conflict with any other functionality, any other plugins or your theme. And you don't want plugins that don't need to be there. You only want plugins that are necessary and that actually are doing something useful. However, we don't feel that you need to have the least amount of plugins possible and eliminate functionality even if you kind of need it just so you have less plugins. We don't believe in that. However, there are some types of plugins that I don't think are ever necessary. And so I'll go through a couple examples, but I think the one type of plugin that I don't think there's ever a reason to use it, and that's newsletter plugins. So like an email marketing newsletter plugin. Now, to be clear, I'm not referring to plugins that will allow people to subscribe and then it sends their email address to MailChimp or ActiveCampaign or GetResponse, all of those email marketing tools. Those are great. I have a few different plugins actually that in different ways will collect subscribers' email addresses, and then it syncs it up to MailChimp, which is what I use. And those are great. There's nothing wrong with those. Highly recommend those. You definitely should be doing that to grow your email list. But there's actually plugins that will do the email sending and will store your list within WordPress. And it's a very, very bad idea. There's nothing wrong with the way the plugin works. That, you know, I've tried a few of them. They're user friendly. They have all the cool features that MailChimp has and stuff like that. But the overall concept of using WordPress, using your web server to send emails and to store email addresses, is just a bad idea. And so that's basically what it does, is rather than when someone subscribes, it sends it off to a third party service such as MailChimp, it actually stores it in your database. And if you're doing a good job growing your email list, well, then that's going to be a lot of unnecessary data in your WordPress database that's bloating your database. That's something to be concerned about. If you have, you know, a couple hundred email addresses and you have a small site, you don't have a lot of content, it's not e-commerce, stuff like that. Okay, it's probably not anything to worry about really. But as you start to grow that list, it's going to start to bloat your WordPress database really quickly, storing all that, because typically it's not just storing email addresses. Typically it's storing more data along with it. When they subscribed, how many emails that they've opened, different things like that, different behavior, all of that analytic type data. Then it's storing the analytic data itself for the emails. It's storing the email, HTML emails with templates and everything that you've sent. And then again, all the analytics that come with those emails, the reporting to show how many people opened, all of that. All of that's being stored in your WordPress database, which is just a terrible idea. So that's probably the main and the biggest thing. Another thing is, most of the time someone's using this plugin, they're also going to be sending the email newsletter through their web server. So their web server is actually responsible for sending out those email blasts. If you're using a transactional email service, if you don't know what a transactional email service is, do a search on WPGears.com. We have episodes where we've talked about transactional email services, highly recommend them. It basically uses a third party to send any emails that would normally be sent by your WordPress site and by your web server. And it sends it through special email servers that are designed for doing lots of email sending. So if you're using one of those, then the second issue of the newsletter plugins using your web server to send out emails, that's not going to exist. But the main thing is storing all that data inside your WordPress site. The general rule of thumb is if WordPress doesn't need to be doing something and you can do something outside of WordPress, then do it outside of WordPress. You want to keep things inside WordPress that need to be there. For example, your blog content, your page content, your e-commerce functionality, stuff like that. But things like email marketing, do that on a dedicated email marketing platform. Don't use WordPress. Another one that I think isn't as bad, but definitely is probably not ideal, is abandon cart plugins. So if your site's an e-commerce site, abandon cart functionality is awesome. Highly recommend it, because what it does is when someone types in their email to start the checkout process, and if they leave the site and they abandon their cart, which on average 70% of the time it happens, well then abandon cart software will then go and send a follow-up email, show them what they had in their cart, and encourage them to come back and finish the transaction. It's a beautiful thing. It can recover a lot of abandoned carts and make you more money if you have an e-commerce site, but use a third-party service to do that. Don't use a WordPress plugin, because for the same issues, it's using your web server to send out those emails. If you have transactional, great, that's not an issue, but it's still going to be storing a lot of unnecessary data within WordPress, bloating your database. Even if you have good hosting, that's going to be an issue. You want to keep your database as lean as possible and only be storing stuff that needs to be there, such as e-commerce purchase data, WordPress page and post content, etc. So again, the one type of WordPress plugin you should never use, newsletter plugins. I'd say abandon cart plugins are kind of secondary to that as well. So yeah, let us know in the comments if you have any thoughts on that, or if you have any additional plugins that you think, or additional types of plugins that you think should never be used on a WordPress site for similar types of reasons. We'd love to hear it. You can find more episodes on the WPGears.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play. We're not on Spotify yet. We need to get on Spotify, so we'll be doing that soon. Yeah, we'll come back tomorrow for another awesome WordPress web design related episode. We're going to be talking about hosting, actually. It's time to grow up and use real hosting. Time to put on your big kid pants and use a professional host. We're going to be talking about that. So until tomorrow, we'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.